Good morning, and welcome to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. The Kanes will take you on an exciting exploration, which will open the door to living in the moment. Now, here are your hosts, Ariel and Shia.
Hi, good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening, wherever you are.
On our lovely planet, if you didn't notice.
I have a bit of a cold. I'm Arielle.
And we finish each other's sentences, and I'm Shia. And I have a bit of a cold, too.
It happens.
It happens.
But it doesn't make me special.
But it does make you enlightened.
Yeah?
Yeah, you can be enlightened and have a cold.
That's good.
There's a fallacy out there somewhere that if you're enlightened, you no longer get ill.
Yeah, you don't die either. You ascend.
Right, you ascend. Belief systems, you know. Anyway.
Today's show is on the theme of, you are already special.
Right.
And I love that because I see it so frequently, and so does Shy, of course. We often talk about it. We meet lots of people because we travel all over the world and people come to our seminars. And people are trying so hard to be unique that they cover over their own uniqueness.
Right, with some idea they have about what's more, better, or different. Some idea they have of what a better them would look like. See, our approach is not psychotherapeutic. It's anthropological. And we all have been endowed with a download from the culture we grew up in that gives us the ideas of what's beautiful, what's ugly, what's good, what's bad, what's right, what's wrong, what's better, what's worse. And then we compare ourselves to those standards, and we always end up short. So then we assume, well, if I do this or if I say that, then I'll be more acceptable or more special. You know, you're already perfect. This is a perfect moment in your life right now. You don't have to be any different than you are to be extraordinary, because you are extraordinary. You're one out of 7+ billion people on the planet. That makes you already extraordinary.
Here's my question to you. Would you like to get the most out of this show? And if the answer is yes, here's how you go about it.
By listening, by disengaging from all of the other things that you're up to, that you're doing, and actually listen to hear what's being said, not to see whether you agree with it or disagree with it. Look, what we have to say is quite unique, at least we think so.
Well, it is unique even by virtue that this moment is unique.
Exactly.
So even if we've said similar things before, it is entirely new, which is part of what has Shia and my relationship stay so alive after 30 some years.
33, is it almost?
Yeah, it's pretty close.
Moving on to 33 years.
Because I always have somebody new in front of me. It's never same old, and neither are you same old, same old.
And you see, each moment of your life is a unique new moment if you let go of the story of who you are based in the past and discover who you are in the current moment. And, oh, by the way, all there is the current moment. The past is gone by, and it's only a memory trace, and the future hasn't gotten here yet. So all you really have is now. So you can either worry about how the future's going to turn out, or you can be here in this moment.
I'll tell you something that'll really make you special as far as other people's perception of you, and that is if you truly, fully get interested in what's happening in your environment, which of course includes the people in your environment. Because it's rare that somebody gives you their full attention.
And listening, the act of listening, not to see whether you agree or disagree, not to see if you already know it, but the act of listening will pull you, just to hear another person's point of view, will pull you into the current moment of your life. And that is where transformation takes place in the current moment. When you get here, you transform. It's really quite simple. It's that simple. What do you think?
I do.
Think we've covered enough of this?
Yes, I think that's a good start.
That's a good
start. I think
start.
We should take our first caller.
Yes, let's take our first caller.
Eric, you with us?
Hi.
Hi.
Nice to talk to you.
Say that again, please.
I said it's lovely to be here and to talk to you.
Oh, great.
Thanks for calling in today.
Yeah, I'm calling from New York City.
Excellent.
I love the topic of this show. And I don't want to argue, but I have to say that, I know, whenever somebody says but, we know they're going to, well,
okay,
any of them.
So what do you want to argue about?
Well, I don't want to argue, but I feel that almost every fiber in my being wants to be special, and it seems like what you're saying would be such a relief. Because it would require, or wouldn't require me to do anything.
Well, that's the truth of it. Eric, that's really the truth of it. You are, every fiber of your being is special.
I mean, here's a scientific fact. If I were to take a bit of your DNA, it would be unique to you.
And no one else in the whole universe.
You're special.
Right. I feel that in my world full of social media and competition, and it seems like if you don't blow your own horn and tell everyone everything you're doing and how it's going better or all of that stuff, that somehow you're not special or you're not something.
You're not doing your job or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, have you ever heard the statement, with more power comes more responsibility?
Yeah, I have.
You know, the internet is such an incredibly powerful tool. I mean, here we are on this show, and it's entirely possible that many thousands of people will hear this show, hundreds of thousands even.
All over the world.
Show, maybe even millions now. That's an incredibly powerful tool, but you have to manage it so that the tool doesn't manage you, so that the pressure to be a part of this tool doesn't overcome your life, so that you actually have a life.
You see, what Ariel just said could be equated to our society in general. You know, there are social pressures put upon you to behave a certain way, to be a certain way, to look a certain way, to dress a certain way. In the 60s, the Beatles had long hair, and they were the object, in this country at least, of many a nasty joke because of their long hair. Then long hair became an in thing. Social change happens by the agreement of the people and the culture. And when enough people agree upon a reality, it becomes real. So the idea of the past determining your future has been a reality because enough people held that you're psychologically determined by how your past has happened. Now, with transformation, that is not at all necessary. Your past has to have no power over your life. I mean, it doesn't have any power over your life when you're truly being in the current moment of your life. And when you're truly being in the current moment, you are perfect. There's nothing that could be different. Not a hair on your body could be different than it is.
So, I have had the experience doing your seminars, since doing seminars with you and living my life very joyfully, I've had the experience of seeing that my past doesn't determine my future, and actually looking back and seeing that my past is even different than I thought it was. That my past.
I like that. I like what you said. That your past is different than you thought it was.
It's true, but it's absolutely true. But
you're not a victim anymore.
No, definitely not a victim of, I'm just not a victim anymore. And how does that tie in, though, to this concept of me being enough and not having to be different? Because that would be great to link that for me.
But you see, what I find interesting is you're trying to understand this as a concept.
And that's exactly where the idea, notice I said idea, of your inadequacies
lives.
See, that you're not enough is a thought.
Right.
And if we go back just a few minutes in the show, we were talking about the difference between trying to be interesting and being interested, where you actually are listening to the people around you. You will discover your specialness through their eyes more than you will through your own inner commentary.
Yes, okay. I understand.
You're thinking.
See, and why you're thinking is you're trying to figure out how to apply this in the future. You don't need to apply it in the future. If you hear it in this moment, it will affect your future.
You know, Eric, we recently completed our most recent manuscript, and we've got our book deal going, and the book is going to come out in September and October of this year. And there's a chapter in there about you, about the first night you attended our seminars, and that you had the idea that you had nothing to offer, and you made a promise to yourself that you were going to sit back and listen. And then you stood up and talked about the three principles of instantaneous transformation and what a difference they made. And you actually made a huge impact in a young man's life, and he came up to us and had told us at the end that the most important part of the evening was you. You're expecting those thoughts that you're not enough to change, rather than recognize that when those come up, you simply must be disengaged from your environment.
See,
because it's a record.
Those thoughts are a tape loop. When you're engaged in what's happening in your life in the current moment, they lose their power over you. They don't even exist. But when you go on idle, you know, or what's the word? Your screensaver of your complaints about yourself shows up.
Right.
When you disengage from your life and listen to those thoughts as though they're reality, that's when you get yourself upset.
You know, Shai, let's talk about those three principles of instantaneous transformation, because it's likely that those thoughts of Eric's show up when he's resisting something.
I got it, yeah. The first principle is anything you resist persists, grows stronger, and dominates your life. And you can see that everything that you make resolutions to be different than are things that you're basically resisting and thinking that you shouldn't be that way to be a better you. Now, if you look again, you'll see that the things that you've resisted still exist as something you're trying to get rid of or change.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So, first principle is anything that you say no to, anything you resist, don't want, don't like, you'll keep around. That's
right.
Pretty interesting, because the way it's been is you're supposed to resist those things that you don't like to get rid of them, but it never gets rid of them. It just keeps them stuck.
Right.
Ready for the special principle?
Yeah.
Second principle, this moment is perfect.
You can only be exactly as you are in the current moment of your life. So you can't really be any different than you are right now. You are a perfect you in this current moment. Isn't that funny? People are trying to be different than they are, but they can't be different than they are. They can only be exactly as they are in the current moment.
You know, in our first book, Working on Yourself Doesn't Work, we had a section talking about if you were in Manhattan and you wanted to get to 72nd and Broadway, what's the first thing you would need to know?
Where you are.
Yes, where you are. And so it's like if you can actually see exactly where you are or be where you are, that's incredibly powerful and unique.
Got it.
Okay, so Shai's going to give you now the third principle.
The third principle is anything that you see and allow to be exactly as it is completes itself. So if you see that you bite your fingernails and you don't resist that you bite your fingernails, but just notice it, you'll stop doing it.
Right. And I mean, I see that I'm a driven guy who often, well, who sometimes has had the thought that he's not enough.
Right. So when you notice that you have the thought, I'm not enough, if you just notice it without resisting it, you see, you still want to be enough. So that's resisting
right.
the thought
right.
that you're not enough, and which right. keeps that whole system in place. But if you see it, don't resist it, don't try to get rid of it, just notice it. Basically, it's lost its power over your life.
Right.
The main thing is, Eric, that you have these ideas or these thoughts, and you think they're you, and then you listen to them rather than recognizing that your internal MP3 player, we used to call it radio station, but now people have MP3s, your internal MP3 player is just playing an old recording, and it's on shuffle. It's random.
Right.
And so it says, oh, well, I'm not special. I'm not getting anywhere. The other thing, when you were just talking about how you're a guy who's driven, what's wrong with that?
It's very funny, you know. Here we are in a society where people are driven to get somewhere. Their culture has raised them thinking that the future is better than the present moment, that they've got to get ahead as if they're behind. But you can't be any different than you are. So why even bother? If you notice that you're driven, then that's the way you are in that moment. It's perfect.
But see, again, should I just explain to you the third principle of instantaneous transformation? Anything you see without judging completes itself. And by the way, that's not necessarily completes itself for all time. It certainly completes it in that moment.
But it doesn't complete it the way you want it. It completes it the way it completes it. See, if you're trying to change the way you are, then if it doesn't change, you think it didn't work.
Right.
But that's the difference between change and transformation, which we're going to have to get back to when we come back from the break.
Can you come back with us after the break?
Yes.
Wait, we'll talk about the difference between change and transformation.
Because there really is a huge difference between change and transformation. In fact, they are totally different paradigms from which to live. And now
we'll go to the break. And so come on back, everyone.
And don't miss being here.
The Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you, too, can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com to receive free video and audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com. This moment is precious, and being here for it is an idea worth sharing. So after you're done listening to the show, You can forward it to your friends and join the conversation on Ariel and Shia's Facebook or Twitter page, Transformation Made Easy. You can also connect with like-minded people by visiting a Say Yes to Your Life meetup group near you. Transformation is a communicable ease. The more you share it, the richer it becomes. Find out more at transformationmadeeasy.com. Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Cane's online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on being here, write comments on the Transformational Moments blog, and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at transformationmadeeasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. TransformationMadeEasy.com, the Excellence Club.
Be visionary. This is the Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
You are listening to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back.
Welcome back. Hey, we're doing a workshop in New York City on March 13th, 14th, and 15th, Friday night, Saturday, and Sunday. It's called Fun as the Access Way to Enlightenment.
Yeah, I think people, you all get so serious trying to get ahead or get your work done.
Or being so serious trying to be special and look good and fit in or not fit in.
And I know a lot of you think, oh, well, I have fun when I go on vacation. But we recently have been traveling a lot, and we see a lot of people going and coming from vacation and being on vacation. And it is amazing how much people complain.
And how little fun they have.
So if you want to practice having fun, you can come join us.
And be enlightened as a result of it. And you know what enlightenment means? It means to lighten up, to have fun, to enjoy your life. See, what most of you don't realize is this is your life. This moment is your life happening. And
it's extraordinary, and it's special. By the way, a shout out to our listener, Jamie, who's in L.A. Nice to meet you. And although we're not having anything scheduled in California at this time, you certainly can come join the community here. People come in from all around the world to attend our New York City seminars. And we have people flying actually from an equally far away to do the ones we have in Hamburg or Cambridge. So, you know, if you want to come join us for anything, just go up to our website, transformationmadeeasy.com. And before I forget, I'll probably remind you all again before the end of the show, if you listen live to our shows next week, for those of you in Europe, our show will be airing an hour earlier.
Because of daylight savings time, we jump forward
A week before you all
or
do.
Or 2 weeks, I believe. Uh-huh. It's 2 weeks because they don't change until the end of the month.
Uh-huh. So are you still with us, Eric?
Yes, I am.
Excellent.
Good.
So we are going to talk about the difference.
The difference between change and transformation. See, my memory lasted that long. Okay. So with change, it's directed. It's over time. See, change takes place over time. So there's always a time element involved. Transformation, on the other hand, happens in an instant. It doesn't take time, which is hard to understand. You see, these are different paradigms. There are different ways of relating to life. Change happens in increments. So it one thing follows the next. It's linear, where it follows a
logical sequence
of events, right. Change is directed. It's based in a psychological approach to life where the past affects the future. Transformation, on the other hand, is not based in time. It's about the isness of things. It is how things are, but it's viewing it non-judgmentally. So you're just seeing it, not agreeing or disagreeing with how your life is showing up, but seeing how you're being.
It really is about getting interested in what is.
Change is about doing things to more different or better, to get ahead. Transformation is about being. You know, being is a verb. It's an action word. Being is not doing nothing. Being is not meditating on trying to be a better you. Being is just being the way you are in each moment.
And I know that most people have this concern, and maybe you still do as well, Eric. They think if you're just being there, it's like, how can you get anything done? How do you accomplish things? How do you meet your goals? Well, it's simple. When you're here to see what's truly an opportunity. You're here to see what your environment requests of you so that you can actually complete those things around you. And you're here to actually hear, as in H-E-A-R, other people and their wisdom and their specialness. And if you're really here to experience that, you'll find yourself repeatedly inspired by humanity and the people around you. And from that place, life is extremely easy to accomplish things.
Yeah, I have had that experience of, rather than going with what I think needs to be done or what I would prefer to do in what order, that when I just am present with what's going on, it's obvious what email needs to be addressed, what writing needs to happen, what phone call needs to be made. It's really, and the day seems to flow effortlessly and it goes by and it's just easy. So I have had that experience.
You know, we Absolutely. Have one other thing for you, Eric, and that's this.
Yes.
If you are lost in a conversation about, you know, that you're not special somehow, all that's telling you is you're upset.
Okay.
And that something happened and you didn't catch it as it happened. Now it's blossomed into an upset.
And what it takes to get out of that upset is just to get back into the current moment of your life.
And listening, rather than listening to your inner commentary, is a good way. Using your eyes to see what's happening in your environment is another good way.
Right.
Getting involved in doing something is also another good way.
Great.
Hey, we have another caller on the line, so
we're going to
thank you
him.
So much for calling in today, Eric. It was a pleasure talking with
really,
you.
Really, what a treat.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Hey, Michael, are you there?
I am here. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm really happy to be here with you.
Excellent. What can we do for you, sir?
Well, I think I am ready to detach from a very particular part of my old story that I have noticed lately is not serving me very well.
And what is that?
Well, it started when I was a little kid, and people would often ask me what I wanted to be when I grew up, and I had so many different interests that I never really knew what I wanted to be. But I got this idea that whatever I ended up being, I would be the best one in the world.
Okay.
Well, you are the best you in the world. There's only one of you.
That I'm beginning to realize. But when I tried to be the best in any other kind of category, I see how that makes me really sad.
I'm a little confused. Can you give an example?
Yeah. Well, that idea started out with what would become my, you know, whatever would become my career.
Okay.
So, for instance, when I was little, I wanted to be a veterinarian at one point, and I thought, well, I'd be the world's greatest veterinarian. But then, no, I wanted to be a pianist, so then I would become the world's greatest pianist. Well, that idea just kept snowballing until every single thing I did, I had to do the best in the world at, or somehow it wasn't good enough.
Well, you know something, Michael? I've noticed something. I was having a conversation with our assistant, Christina, a little while ago about the difference between good and excellence. You know, we recently had our house painted, and the painter did a very good job. But in the details lie excellence. And where he didn't clean up after himself perfectly, we're left with, we got to clean that up. And so it devalued all of his great work because he was interested in getting through the job rather than just being there to see what was needed and doing it. No matter what you do, if you're there while you're doing it, if you're really there, you're going to be excellent at it.
By the way, that you put that together as a kid, I can really get that. First of all, I think in a certain respect it's neat because you are driving yourself toward excellence, or you were, to the best of your ability as a kid. But that whole mindset is like what most of us were born into, and that is change. And change also includes comparison. Like
better and worse. So, you see, with transformation, it's you notice how you're doing something, not in comparison to how you think you should be.
Or in comparison to others.
Yeah. See, it would be really lovely, my friend, if you could live your life not in opposition to anything.
There's a really fun song. I don't know if you've ever heard it. It's a Kenny Rogers song. So, and I believe it's called World's Greatest.
Yeah, the World's Greatest, Ray.
And it's about a little boy who's got his baseball and a bat, and he adjusts his hat, and he's like, I'm the greatest, you know, player all around.
I'm the greatest pitcher there ever was.
So he throws the ball up in the air, and he swings at it, and he misses. And then over the course of the song, he picks it up, and it swings it again. And then he gets ready to do it. His mom calls him to dinner, and he's like, now he's really hunkering down, and he's getting ready to throw the ball, and he's going to hit the home run and save the game before he has to run in for dinner. So he throws up the ball, and he swings at it, and it's strike three. And he runs in and goes, even I didn't know I could pitch that good.
That's great.
And I just love that song because everything he did was a win. And he really ended up still being the world's greatest.
And you know something, Michael? You're brilliant at whatever you do. So why don't you just enjoy it rather than judge yourself for how you're doing as though you should be doing better?
Oh, man, that really hits home. Because
good, it was meant to.
You know, we saw you at Monday night in our Say Yes to Your Life Monday this week, and you were sitting in the front row with your boyfriend, and I looked at you, and you looked somewhat distressed, like someone or something had happened recently that you'd been disappointed in.
Man, I thought I was hiding that.
You thought you were hiding that?
And I thought, oh, you know, poor Michael, I hope he comes up and talks about it, or I hope he sorts it out for himself, because I was sorry to see you feeling degraded in yourself somehow.
Yeah, I really was. And I didn't even realize that until I got home. And I was extremely distressed. I couldn't fall asleep Monday night because I was feeling really deeply, deeply sad. And for a while I couldn't figure it out. And then I realized that it's just what I was talking about today, that I was applying my having to be the greatest rule to transformation. And I was feeling like in that room of transformed people, I was like, I wasn't doing it right, and I wasn't transformed enough. And
well, I love you.
That's great.
Because, of course, your mind is going to apply a change modality to transformation because the mind can't hold the concept transformation.
There is no transformation in the mind. There is transformation, but the mind can't understand it because the mind is a past-future machine that codifies the past to predict or try to predict the future so you'll survive. Well, you'll survive anyway, you know? So you might as well enjoy the ride rather than be terrified by how it's going to turn out. Yeah. And that's not just to you, Michael. That's to everybody out there.
You know, one of the things that you will pretty much always miss, Michael, is the things that you're gifted at, because for you it's ordinary. It's nothing special.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I bet you if, for instance, Eric was one of the people who we just heard on the show who stood up and spoke on Monday night, and I bet on some level you were like, oh, I wish I could be as funny as him in real time. But when he doesn't know himself, he forgets that he has those gifts, the gift of not only communicating but entertaining a crowd. But I'm recalling in Costa Rica, because you came to our Say Yes to Your Life Costa Rica adventure this past year, mm-hmm. where there was a participant who always stood in a way where his head preceded him into every situation. And we ask you if you would kindly come, because we know you also teach Alexander technique, if you would kindly come and just play with him for a moment. And it was so profound a moment when this fellow discovered a more natural way of being himself with very, very little input from you. So because you weren't, quote, doing a lot, you may have missed that you impacted the quality of his life forever.
Mm.
But you think you're one of the lesser ones. Say that again?
I did notice on Monday when that person came up to talk to me that it was a very different experience than I'd ever had talking with him.
Yes, but of course your mind discounts it.
But you discount all your greatness. You know, it just doesn't matter.
Yeah, I gave it to him, but it was all him.
Yeah, you gave it to him, but he couldn't have facilitated it without you as the catalyst for it.
Right, and it's like Ariel and myself. You know, we think that we're just ordinary, and we are, and that we don't make much of a difference, which is a thought. Mm-hmm. But everything you do makes a difference. It's how you be in life that makes the difference, not your idea of where you ought to be by now. Mm-hmm. Hey, look, I have an idea. We need to make a break.
Can you come back?
That's a cliffhanger. Of course I'll be back.
Excellent.
Okay, hang out.
So come on back, everyone.
And don't miss being here.
This is the Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Canes online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on being here, write comments on the Transformational Moments blog, and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at transformationmadeeasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. TransformationMadeEasy.com, The Excellence Club.
Success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books that will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. Ariel and Shia also invite you to attend their fun, interactive workshops in New York, Germany, England, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Canes books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. So why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting TransformationMadeEasy.com. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com.
The Voice America Seventh Wave Channel. Be extraordinary. Be the change.
You are listening to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Hey, welcome back.
Yes, welcome back. For those of you who are in Europe and in Asia and Australia and Canada, we have our international conference call next Tuesday, and you are invited. Again, if you want to know more about it, just go up to our website, transformationmadeeasy.com. I wanted to say something to you, Michael, because it occurred to me over the break. Are you still with us?
I'm still here, yes.
Okay, just checking. You said that you were extremely sad because you had the thought that you couldn't compare to these other, quote, transformers. And that's not the case. It's something that we were saying to Eric. If he thinks he's not enough, he's already upset. And I noticed that at the beginning of the evening. You walked in upset.
The other thing is this. The idea that you're upset because of something is always inaccurate. So whenever you give yourself a reason for being upset, that's just the reason you've come up with. It doesn't mean it's the cause of the upset. So you're not sad because of something. You're sad because you're sad.
And the other thing is, when you say you went home and you couldn't sleep because you were deeply sad, I say the evening worked. Because it's not unusual for a lot of us to park emotions that we don't want to feel in some cubbyhole in our heart. And if you allow yourself to just experience it without blaming it on anything.
Like causing, false causing the reality. Like you say, well, I'm sad because of what happened. No, you've got sadness. And if you allow yourself to feel that sadness, it completes itself. If you give yourself a reason for it, however, you keep it around.
Oh, that's great.
It is. It really is. And most of us don't realize how simple life can be when you allow yourself to be okay being the way you are in the current moment.
Mm. So to me, it sounds like you were doing a little early spring cleaning.
Emotional.
That's a good way to look at it.
Yeah. Yeah. I would give yourself a break. I really would.
Is she?
Yeah. And let yourself feel and revel in what it is to be you, even if it's sadness.
Right. The other thing is, you can't do your life wrong. This is it. It's turned out. This moment is perfect.
I guarantee you, you are not the only person who has looked around and said, everyone around me is more talented than I. And I bet you there are going to be a bunch of people who listen to this show who will come up to you next Monday if you're there to tell you, oh, wow, you were describing what I think about myself sometimes too. Mm-hmm. That the gift you've given today of being yourself and revealing yourself is really quite, dare I say, special. But it's not unique. And that's such a beauty of courses and groups. You discover that the things that you think are your foibles are...
or your shortcomings are universal rather than just you. Oh, hey, Michael, thank you for calling in. We have another caller, and so we're going to take her. And it's been a pleasure talking with you.
Really,
for
real
me too.
Pleasure.
Thank you so much.
Say hi to Peter for us.
I will. See you Monday.
Okay.
See you Monday.
Bye.
Bye.
We have Raquel on the line. Where are you, Raquel?
Hey, hi, guys. Can you hear me?
Absolutely.
Awesome. Thanks so much for having me on the show, and it's such a pleasure to hear your conversation with Michael. And so funny, because I always think he's always up there and talking. And I can compare myself.
So Michael didn't even have to wait till Monday to find out that somebody looks up to him and holds themselves as potentially less.
Yeah, well, I'm inspired. I really am. It's so nice to be on this call and hear you guys and hear the other guests that I happen to know and adore and admire and just be so inspired by. So thank you. And I love the topic. I felt like it's such a relief just to know that there's nothing to do. It's very nice. And I do have two questions. I'm going to try and be fast. So the first question that I have for you guys about, you know, being special. This week, I have someone that I was involved with about a year and a half ago came back to my life. And a year and a half ago, he was not available. And at the time, I was like, listen, you know, this is not going to work. If anything changes and you want to pursue me, that will be great. And here he contacted me and seemed to be very interested. And I'm in a funny position, you know, because on one hand, he actually treated me so sweetly and like I am special and very interested. And on the other hand, I feel like I'm almost don't exist. Like I'm a story that he has in his mind and he's charging ahead and he's trying to get somewhere and he's like presuming that we are in something that I don't know. He just came back to my life. And
so what is your question?
So I don't know what to do with it. I don't want to discourage him because he's so sweet. And at the same time, I feel like something is hitting me with like so fast that I don't even know what to do with it.
Well, you know, we really can't tell you what to do with your life. You know, we don't tell you who you should be with, who you shouldn't be with. That's not up to us. That's up to you. You know, we have the idea that you are perfect and you are God in your own universe and you're doing exactly what you want to do.
Okay.
But you could ask yourself a couple of questions. The first thing that came to mind for me, Raquel, was I was wondering if you actually verbalized any of the things you just said to us, to him.
I did. I probably just need to be a little more more direct and clear. I thought I said that, but it seems like he hasn't heard it. So maybe I do need to say it more clearly. And yeah, probably.
You know, the other question is, how do you feel about you when you're around him? I mean, if you like you and you like hanging out with him, that's great.
I do. I like him, and I like me, and I do, it is a little, and I also feel like I'm just getting to know him. Like it's been a year and a half. A lot have happened to me. It's like it's just different now. But I like him.
But if I may be so bold, he may have lacked now some of his appeal because he is available.
I thought about that. it's very interesting for me to see. Like, I get very scared when someone is available, yeah.
Because sometimes we put it together as small people when we're young that we are mostly interested in our daddy figures who, in general, have a mommy who's their primary relationship, and then we apply that template, or people apply that template to relationships, so they look for people who are already taken because that's what love looks like.
Yeah.
And so if he comes back to you unfettered by a relationship...
You don't want him because he doesn't fit the template anymore.
But, you know, I do want him, and I am interested. It really does feel very intense, but he already wants me to come to his house and hang with his girls, and I'm like, whoa, we just went on one date 2 days ago, you know? It's just a lot.
You know, what's interesting, Raquel, is you got up and spoke on Monday night as well.
Yeah.
And whether you know it or not, you add an element of drama to virtually anything you do. You were talking about a totally different subject on Monday night, and it had a whole dramatic flair as well.
Well, so, there's another thing that I'm seeing where...
Yeah.
You put the brakes on in your life. You don't allow yourself to jump into your life fully. Like, you have to back out to see whether it's going in the right direction, as though there's a right direction, rather than jump into it as though you are the creator of your own experience and your own life.
See, even you... Just a moment ago, you were like going, whoa. That's like what you do to a horse to get it to stop.
Right.
And it may be your truth or your reality that you feel it's a little premature to have him introduce you to his children. But that's not a dramatic, oh, whoa thing. It's like, you know, I don't feel comfortable doing that just yet. It's a very simple conversation. It's not got all of these bells and whistles and drama associated with it.
Yeah, you know, this is super helpful. Thank you. Yeah.
Life could ultimately be very simple and be very fulfilling and rewarding.
Yeah.
You don't have to have drama in order to have a successful, fulfilling life.
Yeah.
You know, the other thing is, see, you don't realize your own brilliance, like we were saying to Michael. You don't realize your own greatness. You think you have to be more of something, that being a great photographer isn't enough for you.
Mm.
Because, see, there's this idea we all have of wanting something different that's going to be better than what we already have. In fact, once we have something, we no longer want it the same way. And you see that in relationship all the time. People want somebody new, and they court them, and they woo them, and they bring them flowers, and they are romancing them until they have them. Until that person becomes an exclusive relationship, and then they're a problem, they're a pain in the butt, because they want from you, they want your attention. It's the same thing. How you are, when you want something that you think is going to make you better, you pop yourself into a different level of energy, thinking that when you get that, then it'll all work out.
The game is to be engaged non-preferentially.
With your life as it's showing up.
Mm-hmm. That's what makes the moments, well, it does make the moment special, but it allows you to access the speciality of the moment.
Because each moment is unique and different and an awesome event if you're here for it, but if you're listening to your thoughts complaining about, well, this isn't it, and or, well, he invited me to meet his daughters, I've only gone out with him once. Big deal.
Not a month, a day. We went on one date 2 days ago.
Big deal.
Yeah.
You keep saying that as if that's a big deal.
So what?
Okay, so you either want to meet them or you don't. That doesn't mean anything. that he asked you.
But you have a built-in make meaning of it.
Yeah.
So you're making it mean something.
Yeah.
You have a really strong governor, Raquel. You generally don't just, for instance, come up to the front of the room. It's like you float to the front of the room in the midst of preparing how you should be to get your point across when you get there. It's like you don't give yourself license to just simply be.
Be you, the way you are, not the way you think you ought to be.
And I'll tell you something. I know that you've just expanded to include a second career, and I say good on ya. But if anything, if you're really there for it, it should energize your photography practice, so that's better than ever as well. There's no reason why every area of your life can't get better.
Can't be fulfilling and rewarding.
Yeah, it has. It really has, actually. My life, it feels like everything has been expanding, in amazing ways. Yeah.
Great. Hey, thanks for calling in today. We need to start closing out the show, but we've really enjoyed speaking with you.
Thank you so much, guys.
You're very welcome.
Bye.
Now, everybody, want you all to know what the next week's show is. It's I Love Networking with Dr. Ivan Meisner, who's the founder of BNI, Business Network International. He is like the father
of
networking. He's the guru. We've had him on our show several times before, and it's always been hugely popular and very excellent. And part of it is his approach really is about being interested in other people, and he always has enlightening things to share. And networking is not only applied to business, it's certainly also applied to dating and, interestingly enough, taking care of your kids, because if you're interested, life becomes so much easier. So we'll be back next week.
So thank you for listening, and tell your friends about the show.
Yeah, please do.
And come on back.
Yeah, we'll be back next week. Come on back.
And don't miss being here.
Yeah, don't miss
being here.
We hope you have enjoyed today's episode of Being Here. If you would like to learn more about instantaneous transformation, visit the Canes website at www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com. Be sure to tune in next Wednesday for another exciting and empowering episode of Being Here.